from KQED.
When industrial accidents happen, there's a list of questions people cycle through. What problems were going unaddressed and for how long? And what about the regulators ostensibly regulating the company? 2 years ago, 8 people died in San Bruno, a residential neighborhood near the San Francisco airport, because of bad welds on old pipelines run by PG&E. The agency charged with oversight of that company is the California Public Utilities Commission. After a scathing report by an outside consultant describing an anti-safety attitude at the CPUC, state lawmakers want a turnaround plan in hand by next week. KQED's Tara Seiler reports.
2 years after a gas pipeline explosion rocked the Bay Area city of San Bruno, the CPUC commissioned an employee survey of the agency's safety culture. The feedback wasn't pretty. The agency pays lip service to safety, and its leaders are too close with the utilities they regulate. Assemblyman Bob Blumenfield is a Los Angeles Democrat.
When I learned about the report, my first thought was not again, was can't the PUC get something right?
During a hearing in Sacramento yesterday, the CPUC's executive director, Paul Clannon, said there has been progress since San Bruno, but he said the CPUC is only 2 years into a 5-year plan to reform the agency's culture.
Turning a ship that's 100 years old, and that's what we're doing here, turning the Public Utilities Commission's safety culture after 100 years of history, is an immense task. It is not going to happen overnight.
But San Jose Democrat Nora Campos said the ship is not turning fast enough. She asked Clannon if after 20 years, the ship might need a new captain.
A question that you should be asking yourself as you look in the mirror is, are you the right person to lead this organization? And I think it's a fair question.
Clannon said it is a fair question, adding that he won't rest until the agency's culture is transformed. For the California Report, I'm Tara Seiler.